Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today we have Max Aronson, who is the new executive director of Alaska Theater of Youth, on with us. He's also a local actor, has worked with and production manager and stage manager and director, has worked with groups like Perseverance Theater before, a theater workshop of Nantucket, and also Anchorage Community Theater. We also have on Amanda Boger, who is the music director for Alaska Theater of Youth. And Amanda has worked with the Anchorage Opera. She is currently the conductor of the Alaska Children's Choir and has worked for ATY in the past before as music director. So welcome, both of you, Max, and welcome, Amanda.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, Max, let's start with you because you're the new executive director of Alaska Theater of Youth. Welcome to the new job.
Oh, thank you very much.
Are you terrified yet?
It's equal parts terrified and excited every day.
I bet it is. And tell us a bit about how you got the job, why you applied for the job, what interests you about the position.
Well, you know, it's all because of Central Middle School.
Is it everything about Central Middle School?
I didn't go to Central Middle School.
Oh.
I applied for a job there and I didn't get it. I did not get the job as a secretary at Central Middle School.
And so now you're not.
And so I got a job instead as the debate coach at West High School. And there I met one of the board of directors at ATY who encouraged me to apply for this job. I hadn't intended to, but this board director, whose name is Chad Sant, said, yeah, you should totally apply for it. And then I got it. And so if I had gotten that secretary job at Central Middle School, I definitely wouldn't be sitting here today.
And Alaska Theater of Youth would have been less.
You wicked flatterer.
Well, what do you like most about the job now that you have it?
Well, I mean, I like working with the children. You know, this was the kind of program that I went through growing up when I learned to love theater, and so that I have the opportunity to provide someone with the same opportunities that I had is very, very exciting. And getting to work with the kids and talk to the kids and play with the kids so much is the reason that I applied for the job, and it's why I love the job.
Are you I assume you're still enjoying playing with the kids and teaching them all kinds of things that you learned as well. That's what I've noticed a lot about the Anchorage community. With the groups we have here in the community, a lot of people go through like TBA or ATY, and they come out and they want to go back in and teach the kids what they learned. You also were a product of UAA as well.
That's correct. I graduated in 2013 with a Bachelor's of Arts in Theater.
And so now you're getting back into the teaching of the theater, which is, I always find that teaching is the best way of learning, don't you think, then?
I definitely agree. I've learned so much about administration, about how a theater runs, about how to work with kids, just by sort of getting thrown into the deep end of the pool and learning to swim.
Well, we hope you do get to the other end of the pool now.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think the end is in sight.
Oh, great. Amanda, let's talk about you for a moment. You're the music director for ATY, and you've worked with them before, and you're working with them again for the Summer Conservatory. How is it as a music director working with the younger actors you also work with Alaska Children's Choir, so you have some experience in that. Is there any difference working with the younger student, younger actor, as it is working with adults?
Oh, gosh, yes, it's definitely different. For starters, I would definitely say that the kids have way more energy. They are so willing to move and to be excited about every little thing that they're doing. They take direction very well. I find that they are easier to manipulate as a director. You can move them around and teach them more, whereas adults kind of have preconceived ideas of what they want a show to be, and kids are like, you know, blank canvases.
I assume also that when you're teaching these kids or directing them, you find out that you are getting them to discover things about themselves they never even knew, especially their vocal qualities.
Oh, absolutely. And they're at the age where everything is changing for them. So they're just now finding out, like, can I sing? Can I dance? Can I act? And so kind of being able to push them in the right direction and give them that encouragement of, you know, no matter who you are, you still have this ability. That's a really rewarding job.
And if I could interject, a lot of kids come into this program because their parents signed them up for it.
Right.
It's not because they were, when they came in, particularly excited to do theater. But so many of them, when they come out, are ready and raring to go next year. We get a lot of repeat customers.
I assume so. I know the kids here are just love theater to the whole community.
Definitely.
Yeah. And we have enough shows and projects going on within the Summer Conservatory that each kid kind of finds their own niche that really works for them.
Well, the conservatory, I know, is in sort of two parts. There's classes you teach and there's also shows you do.
Sure.
Talk about some of the classes you're teaching right now.
Oh, we've got a lot of great classes this year. And the classes we offer are very much dependent upon the teachers we can hire. So this year, for example, Amanda is teaching a singing class because she's a very talented vocalist, can play the piano a bit, and so that makes it, she's very qualified to teach children music. We're also offering this year a class on theater games, so you'll learn how to play and how to build yourself with those sort of techniques. We're teaching class on improvisational theater, on physical comedy, on stage combat. And so what you sort of get is a potpourri of different areas that maybe you might be interested in pursuing. For example, when I went through these programs, I really loved the stage combat classes. And so that's something as an adult that I've pursued. And now it's one of the, it's one of the special skills I list on my resume. I'm a qualified stage combatant with a couple different organizations.
And I know these kids love that because they like to beat up on each other. But you do it safely. You learn how to do it safely.
Who doesn't like to play with swords, really?
Exactly.
And so it's really a great way, these classes, for the kids sort of get an introduction to acting techniques, an introduction to dance or music or combat or whatever the class happens to be.
Sounds great. My guests today are Max Aronson and Amanda Boger, who are with Alaska Theater of Youth. We're talking about Max, who just came on as executive director with the company, and also Amanda, who is music director, talking about the classes they're doing this summer, as well as some shows. Now, you do your shows for the Summer Conservatory at UAA Fine Arts Building, correct?
That's correct. All of our performances are next week, in fact. You can find information on that at alaskatheaterofyouth.org. If you'd like to come see the shows, they are open to the public, and they're all lots of fun.
And I know you do quite a few shows, and I'm looking at the list of shows you have right here. You have Midsummer Night's Dream with the classic Shakespeare play, which kids seem to always love doing that play, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I don't think it's just kids. You can talk to actors, how many Midsummers have you done? I've done three myself, and I started when I was about the age of some of these kids in the program. I was 10 when I played Theseus for the first time. I think it's a good way to introduce them to Shakespeare for the first time because it's a fairly easy show to understand, and they're really excited to do it and having a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Now, Amanda, you're music director for the musical you're doing, which is Golly Gee Whiz, with an exclamation point at the end. Tell us about that show.
Well, it is every bit as rah-rah America as the title would suggest. It's set in the 1930s with the Great Depression, so it has a ton of lines about, out with the depression and on with the show, So it's all about a bunch of kids who get together and they decide to beat the Great Depression. They're going to put on a show and magically the Great Depression will just be solved. So since the grown-ups can't figure out a solution, the kids definitely can.
This show is very much modeled on the classic musicals of the 30s, like Pal Joey, like Babes in Arms. Mm-hmm. But it's written for younger voices and sort of with a younger attitude in mind.
Yes.
And wouldn't it be great if we could just sing a song? And
right?
If only.
Yeah. You've got two more shows. You've got a show called Super Comics. Tell us about that show.
Super Comics is our physical comedy show. We have a gentleman who graduated from UAA by the name of Justin Stewart, who is a tremendous physical comedian. Mm-hmm. And imagine if you took the Avengers and it was performed by the Looney Tunes.
That sounds like Justin. I know Justin pretty well.
And so it's this very much, it's a superhero show, but it's set in a town called Comedyville. Mm-hmm. And it's all very, these two superheroes fight a villain called Vlad the Exhaler, who wants to change the name of Comedyville to Seriousburg. And he wants everyone to wear long coats and read philosophy and talk about depressing things. And these two heroes called the Super Comics rise up to do battle with Vlad. And so it's very fun, very goofball, a real, real good time.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Also, it could chase the depression away as well, couldn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you sense a theme?
I sense a theme here, yeah. And your last show, not necessarily in terms of when you're performing them, but the fourth show you're doing is The Spell of Sleeping Beauty. Now, this is I assume it's a classic story about Sleeping Beauty, but maybe a twist on it or not?
This is sort of the classic adaptation of the story of Sleeping Beauty, spinning wheel, pricked finger, kiss of true love, all that fun stuff. This has sort of, and our theme again this year, sort of a goofy twist to it.
It's the goofy twist theme.
I'm all for goofiness. I think there should be more goofiness in the world.
And less depression, clearly.
Exactly. Exactly. And so the evil witch, Evelina, very subtle. I'm not sure you caught the metaphor there. She's evil, so her name is Evelina.
We get that.
And there's sword fighting and princesses and princes and a black knight. And it's very classic fairy tale with a little bit of comedy thrown in and a lot of fun.
And imagine about 10 fairies that are all about 6 years old running around causing havoc.
We have the tiniest little fairies.
I'm sure they're great.
Most of the younger kids did want to go into Sleeping Beauty. Yep. A lot of fun there.
Now, Amanda, I know that in the past, ATY has done musicals, but also has music in their other shows. Are you involved in doing any kind of music with these other shows, or just the one musical?
It depends. Last year, we did 2 musical-based shows, and so I participated in both of those. I'm available for all the shows if they have any singing questions or if they need me to work with a kid one-on-one. But for myself, I'm mainly focused on the musical that I'm directing.
Amanda also works in our week-long intensive programs, in addition in the summer, in addition to doing the 3-week-long summer conservatory, we have our Glee Week, which is, you know, learning how to sing and dance, musical theater. We just finished that in May. And we may also have other intensives, week-long little camps. We have one in spring break. We'll probably have a couple more throughout the year. And Amanda has worked on that, and that is more focused on, you know, we'll do a circus week, or an opera week, or a glee week, and learning a specific skill.
And I'm glad you use that word skill, because a lot of people think of theater as just getting on the stage and just you know, becoming goofy, like the old musicals. Let's put a show on. Amanda, real quick here, you're very, I'm sure, attentive to teaching these students how to sing safely with their voices, right?
Oh, absolutely. The first thing I do in my voice classes is teach them how to not hurt themselves while trying to sing, and talk about voice quality and health, and how they can especially help them through this puberty stage of all their voices changing. And so I definitely spend a lot of time making sure that they learn the right tools to help them.
Well, sounds great. I'm sorry we have to end the show. We're out of time. It's been great talking to Max Aronson and Amanda Boker, who are here with Alaska Theater of Youth. And Max is the new executive director. Amanda, music director. They're full into their summer conservatory, about to open their shows at UAA Fine Arts Center. Good luck to, or break a leg to both of you with this goofy, safe, fun summer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more information about ATY, go to our Stage Talk calendar this week and see other shows that are playing in the area. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt with KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.